Neuendorfstraße.
We are standing at the corner of Wasserwerkstraße and Neuendorfstraße, beside the red flag. The area in which we find ourselves is relatively disadvantaged. Unemployment and a lack of prospects have had a particularly profound impact in this area. It was primarily young people who moved away. They left entire apartment blocks empty behind them. In 2004, the city began to demolish large parts of the area. Today, the city wants to harness civic engagement to encounter this downward trend. The area was integrated into the landscape zones. Claims were created here too.
This district has long had a bad reputation. Constructed outside the old city walls, it was home to the lower classes and social outcasts. Poor houses were built, flats for widows, and the psychiatric hospital was located here. If you turn around, on the other side of Wasserwerkstraße, you'll see a building with a yellow facade and red window and door frames. This used to be the orphanage.
Let's take a look around. To do so, we will follow the red flags in the direction of the Species Preservation Tower until a large open space appears beside us to the right. Be careful crossing the road. Intense construction began in this area during the increasing industrialization in the second half of the 19th century, where wine and fruit were once cultivated, small businesses and trade shops began to spring up, and later, schools and churches too.
Let's walk straight ahead until we reach the center of the open space where a gravel strip runs across the field. As part of the GDR housing program in the 1970s, the entire area was redesigned according to the principles of socialist urban development. This process led many historical buildings to fall victim to demolition, one of them being the Jakobuskirche Protestant Church, which stood not far from here and was demolished in 1977. Many Gründerzeit buildings and small gardens in the area made way for prefabricated buildings of the types WBS-70 and Ratio P2, the design series most used in the GDR for the construction of apartments.
Be it a Gründerzeit or a prefabricated building, it was also typical for places of work and apartments to be constructed side by side in the GDR. We are standing beside the gravel strip, roughly halfway across the field. Renate Müller was born here and grew up in this part of the city. Today, she works in the Women's Center, one of the many associations in the area. She remembers the period before 1989 very clearly.
Es war ja ein reines Arbeiterviertel und natürlich waren da wirklich nur
This was definitely a working-class district. Only people who really did not have much money lived here. But despite this, it was a close-knit community. Many worked in the businesses together. The pubs here were for the men that worked there, where their wives collected them. So it really was a close community.
This sense of community is to be reawakened today. Once again, the claims form the basis of this initiative. Take a look at the open space here. Two sponsors are currently sharing this space. On the claim on the right, beside the gravel strip, the Stadtteil AG has planted strawberries, herbs and flowers. The claim, further to the left, is sponsored by the Wirtschaftsjunioren, an association of young entrepreneurs.
Behind the open space, beyond the main road, is the River Mulde. In the post-war period, many residents learned to swim here. Despite its bad reputation, the district has one decisive advantage: its proximity to nature. On the opposite bank of the Mulde is the rear of the zoo, an offshoot of the Dessau-Wörlitzer garden realm created by the enlightened Prince Leopold III Friedrich Franz, and now a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Do you see the small hill over there in the field? We would have quite a good view of things from up there. Let's make our way over to it. lock up the bike for a moment. Under Prince and later Duke Leopold III, Friedrich Franz, Prince Franz for short, Dessau rose to be the center of the German Enlightenment. The streets were paved and lamps were erected. Education was reformed and the theater was founded in the city. It was on one of his study trips that the idea of constructing the Garden Realm came to the Duke. This was to be one of the first landscaped gardens in the English style on continental Europe.
All of the Duke's ventures were shaped by a universal ideal, as city guide Guido Farkinger explains.
The idea of these early Enlightenment philosophers, known as sensibility, was based on the writings of Rousseau. External conditions make man evil. At our core, we are noble and good. For this reason, we are attempting to create an environment that awakens the good in people. What is unique about Franz is that he saw himself as the father of the nation and not as its ruler, unlike his grandfather, the old Dessauer. So he was a caretaker, and all the projects that he realized were based on this ideal, to serve the good in people.
What you can see from here is just the extension of the zoo. The park has since been relegated to the periphery due to a highway, but the original Garden Realm surrounded the entire municipal area. And even today you'll stumble upon its traces in the city centre, in the Pleasure Garden, the Lustgarten, or at the roundabout. We'll pass these places later on.
In addition to these visible elements, the reform project of the Garden Realm also left its mark as an idea in the city. The connection between beauty with function also influenced the design of the landscape zones. One good example of this is the oak quincunx. Here, on the way up the hill, we passed such a group of trees. Turn around. Up ahead, close to the footpath, are five young oaks. They have been planted to resemble the number five on a dice when viewed from above. This pattern is steeped in both architectural and gardening tradition. The arrangement of the oaks not only looks pretty, the proximity of the trees to each other ensures that they push each other upwards. The perfect symbiosis of aesthetics and functionality.
The landscape zones have given nature a place in Dessau-Roßlau once again. The Dessau-Wörlitzer Garden Realm is being brought into the city, as it were. One good example of this is waiting for you at our next stop. We'll follow the red flags and continue the tour at the red information board after Ackerstrasse.